Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Monday the 12th of September 2011. All of the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. So the Three Network in the UK has taken legal action over the NFC consortium. This is a consortium made up of Vodafone, Everything Everywhere and O2, so pretty much everyone else. And they've excluded Three from it, and they're going to create a near-field communications payment consortium. So all you've got to do is dab and go with your mobile phone and you're off and running. Three aren't in it, they're upset, and they're taking legal action. UK booksellers Waterston are going to enter the e-reader race. Yes, can you believe it? James Daunt told Radio 4 that it planned to enter the market with both an electronic bookstore and they were going to bring out a reader as well in early 2012. He said that he was inspired by the success of the Nook. I don't think it's been that successful, has it? And also the Kindle, which has, of course. And he thought they'd take a stab at it. This one's got failure written all over it, hasn't it? Bad luck, James. Android is set to overtake iPhone app downloads for the first time ever. Ovum, who are a bunch of analysts, and I've got to say I'd have picked a better name for it than that, have decided that Android will hit 8.1 billion downloads by the end of 2011 and iOS will only have 6 billion as their top end. So there you go. I think Apple will still be laughing all the way to the bank because most of the Android stuff's free. But at least it's significant for the platform. Well done, Android. We need competition. AT&T has published an open letter to the DOJ in America saying that the regulators just don't understand them, they're misunderstood and they need their support. Yes. In their takeover of T-Mobile, they're saying that T-Mobile's in decline and AT&T's on the increase, and though they've spent over $30 billion in improving infrastructure in the last few years, they're still falling behind network demand, and the acquisition of T-Mobile means that they were necessary in order to keep up. So it may be a fair point, actually. But the Department of Justice are notorious for not listening. BlackBerry have got a new phone, it would seem. There's a BlackBerry that's come upon a forum. It's supposed to be a 9900 prototype, and it looks extremely nice. It's got a very nice curvy finish with a nice aluminium keyboard and quite a big screen, it would seem, as well as. And it's got proceeding written on the top. So whether that means it's in beta or something, I don't know. But it could be out there. We'll put a picture on. And HP has released the Topshop LaserJet M275. Now, what's so good about a LaserJet printer? Nothing. What's so good about the scanner? Well, the 2D scanner on it? Nothing. It's same old, same old. What's interesting about this thing is it's got a 3D scanner on it. So there's a big hoop on the top and it scans anything that you put on the top in 3D. Quite why you'd want that, I don't know. And there isn't a price on the story, which makes me think that it's really, really expensive. But if you want it, it's there, and it is a huge leap forward in the consumer market. Now, if you slag off your mates on Facebook, don't worry. It seems in America you can't be sacked for it. A judge has ruled in favour of an employee who was fired over Facebook posts. One woman went online and said she was unhappy with a colleague, and four other colleagues agreed. They all got sacked by the firm for their cyber harassment and bullying policy. But in a tribunal last week, they were all reinstated and told to go back to work. Oh dear. Apple has seeded out a new iTunes and iOS betas to developers for 10.5. If you want to go and get it, then feel free. And also, in kind of Apple news, Adobe has released Flash Media Server 4.5. I thought the 4.5 stood for the generation of it, but it turns out it's $4,500 if you want it. Basically, on the fly, in your servers, it'll take all the content that's Flash and it'll turn it into HTTP dynamic streaming, so that it means that you can have all the Flash content that you want on your iOS device. But it's a hefty price to pay. And M-Logic has released the M-Dock. Basically, you stick it in your MacBook port and it takes your Thunderbolt port and turns it into a whole pile of other stuff. It's got 500 gig of storage on it, or 1 terabyte of storage on it as well, so it's not bad, but it is a rather big chunky thing. It's taller than your MacBook, in fact, and it sits on the side and does a whole pile of other stuff. It looks rather nice, but I don't think anyone's going to buy it. And finally, Cleverbot could have passed the Turing test. Some tests have been done with Cleverbot in India, and it seems that it might be passing the Turing test. The Turing test is, of course, a test of a computer to see whether it can be passed off as a human, and no one can tell. 59% of the people that chatted with Cleverbot thought it was a human, whereas real humans who were chatting with those humans only managed 63.3%. So, it's very nearly human. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. If you've got a review, then please put it in iTunes. It makes an enormous difference to our rankings. Please take the time to do it. You can help Bageltech an awful lot just by that simple act. Go to iTunes, give us a review. Thanks very much. Don't forget to vote for us. If you go to our homepage, you can vote for us in the European Podcasting Competition. You don't have to be in Europe. Anyone can vote, and you can vote as much as you like. So keep clearing your browser and keep voting for us. Thanks ever so much to those people that currently are. We'll see you again on Wednesday for a roundup of the previous 48 hours news as normal. Until then, have a good day. Thanks for listening.